Buenos días, señor director general. Soy Lorenzo Milá, de Televisión Española. Me gustaría mucho una respuesta suya en español, si puede ser, que me repita lo de la incertidumbre. El cambio climático está devolviéndonos a la incertidumbre en la producción agrícola. Gracias.
Con mucho gusto. Hay que entender cuál es el real desafío que pone el cambio climático para la seguridad alimentaria. Desde que la humanidad se tornó agricultura y pastores, lo que hemos procurado es tener disponible un stock de alimento al alcance y no hacer como los recolectadores y cazadores que salían todos los días en busca de su comida diaria. Ahora producimos y almacenamos alimentos para asegurar que no solamente hoy, pero mañana y pasado mañana, hasta que se pueda volver a producir, vamos a tener alimentos disponibles. Lo que el cambio climático hace es reintroducir esa incertidumbre en la seguridad alimentaria de los ciudadanos. Y lo reintroduce simplemente porque no podemos más hacer previsiones acertadas sobre las cosechas ni sobre la productividad. Muchas veces podemos prevenir la cosecha, pero no la productividad que se alcanzará, el total de producción. Y sobre todo porque en nuestros cotidianos hemos visto los precios ir arriba y abajo con mucha volatilidad, sin entender bien por qué. Eso es todo el impacto que se produce del cambio climático sobre las commodities y vía las commodities sobre el mercado financiero. La incertidumbre, la previsión de stocks disponibles, que es el tema, aumenta la volatilidad natural de los precios de las commodities en los mercados internacionales. O sea, para resumir, estamos ya pagando todos los días el precio del impacto del cambio climático sobre la seguridad alimentaria.
Muchas gracias, director general. Any other questions? I see the Spaniards are very active. Agencia EFE.
Yes, okay. Good morning. I would like to ask to Kostas Stamoulis if you could provide the key findings of the report from a technical point of view, because, for instance, we see that an additional 122 million people could end in poverty, couldn't be poor in the next future if actions are not taken. And I would like to know your opinion on how these factors could be, which conditionalities could happen to make this real.
Thank you very much. I'm supposed to go through the whole report, but let me give you the fundamental message of the report, which is that in the face of climate change, business as usual in managing agriculture in the broad sense is not the answer. As the climate changes, we need also to change agriculture in which the way we manage it now, it's not sustainable. That's the first and fundamental message. I want to underline the fact that we need to do this immediately. Now, we have to start. We have no time to waste because the ecological events, the ecological cycles of agriculture are long-term. And so we have to take action to stop some of them as we speak right now. The other one is not, we are in the, since there are several scenarios about the climate change, most of them converge to the fact that if we don't do something now, we may face a decimation of agriculture in the next century. Finally, of course, the report is extremely rich in facts and collection of literature, but a lot of the technologies that we need to adopt exist, as the Director General said. We just need to make sure we address the constraints that, especially the 450 or 75 million smallholder households face in the world in adopting those kinds of technologies. So from the technological point of view, a lot of solutions are there and others need to be found. Diversification is a very important part of the whole exercise. Diversification in livelihoods and diversification of, on agriculture. And finally, all the messages that the Director General gave regarding financing and where this financing should be used. Thank you.
Thank you, Kostas. We have some journalists also around the world following this. I'm going to give the floor to Zimbabwe. But before giving the floor to Zimbabwe, since the Director General has a very tight schedule, he will leave. But we have Mr. Kostas Stamoulis, who has been for 1 week preparing this presentation and will be able to give more technical details, which, jokes apart, are extremely interesting for the media. I understand we have in Zimbabwe Mr. Columbus Mavunga. He sent us the question in writing. The question is, what should African governments do to reduce vulnerability to unforeseen challenges of nature, like climate change? Kostas?
There is a lot of things that we know about strengthening what we call the resilience on farming in the face of unexpected events. And some of those are actually practiced. And the practice in Africa is probably will concentrate in several regions on drought. That is, how does one face the possibility of two consecutive years of drought? And the simple answer to this is water harvesting. That is, as we know that climate change will make those events, the drought will be prolonged and it will be more frequently and it will be more violent. One way of increasing the resilience to that is better programs and projects on water harvesting. Second, of course, has to do with technology. That is, the adoption of existing and possibly new technologies that make crops more resistant to drought or to floods. The third has to do with the policies. That is, you asked about what the African governments will do. My answer to this is that the African governments in themselves, but also in cooperation with the international community, should try to provide the farmers, the smallholders, the farming communities with the incentives to undertake these kinds of projects themselves. That is, to create this enabling environment whereby people will be incentivized to adopt the proper technologies. And finally, the whole issue is again comes to diversification. Diversification of the agricultural production modalities, but also diversification of livelihoods with activities within and outside agriculture, so smallholders can face the shocks, especially those that they cannot expect.